Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM is new this hour. Students and faculty members at Northwestern University set up a tent encampment this morning, part of a nationwide movement on college campuses demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. The demonstration is being held along Sheridan Road in what is known as the Deering Meadow. Similar tent setups have caused tension at other universities, including Columbia in New York and the University of Texas Austin. There are no reports of any arrests so far in Evanston. We have a reporter headed to the scene. We'll have more details as they become available.
Meantime, a Cook County judge has approved a motion to consolidate lawsuits against Northwestern University. More now from WBBM's Carolina Garibay.
The ruling relates to seven lawsuits filed last year by former football players who allege hazing, racial discrimination, sexual assault, and harassment during their time in the football program. The lawsuits are being consolidated with a lawsuit filed by former head coach Pat Fitzgerald, who was fired about a week after news of the hazing scandal broke last summer. Lawyers say the cases were consolidated for pretrial purposes to avoid duplication of filings. It's expected lawyers will also ask for the cases to be tried together. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Board of Education for the Fenton Community High School District in Bensonville has approved a plan to ask for an independent review of how allegations of sexual assault against a former teacher were handled.
The school board president, Carrie Lewis, said trust in your local school is paramount, and this independent review is a step toward rebuilding that trust.
The independent review will provide an objective and impartial assessment of the school district's handling of the situation and will include an unbiased evaluation of our procedures, compliance with policies and regulations, and the appropriateness of actions taken.
The allegations that the teacher was sexually assaulting students date back years. He was fired last month when information about an investigation was posted on social media. There was and is a community uproar. Many believe officials knew what was allegedly happening and did nothing. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Brandon Johnson was among those attending yesterday's announcement outlining details for a new Bears stadium. Johnson expressed strong support for the project, but not all public officials are in agreement on the project, which would partially be paid for by public money.
At an unrelated news conference, Governor Pritzker said he remains skeptical about the Bears' plans for a new lakefront stadium, and he says he wonders whether it's a good deal for taxpayers. The governor says owners of these private businesses need to put a lot more forward in order to have their dreams fulfilled and not just rely on the taxpayers of Illinois to have that happen for them. Illinois Senate President Don Harmon issued a statement reacting to the proposals. He says, quoting here, "At first glance, more than $2 billion in private funding is better than zero and a more credible opening offer, but he says there's an obvious substantial gap remaining." He says he echoes the governor's skepticism. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
During an interview last hour on our sister station 670 The Score, Bears president and CEO Kevin Warren was asked about Governor Pritzker's absence at yesterday's news conference.
Any event that the Chicago Bears have, any event that I host or I'm involved with, he's always invited. And so, you know, I know that we did send an invitation to his staff. I know his schedule is probably the most busiest of any person in the state of Illinois. And I know for me, the number of invitations that I, you know, get and received And he's always welcome.
In order to get the project done, the current proposal would increase the bonding by the Illinois State Facilities Bonding Authority.
Two people were sent to the hospital after at least four armed robberies in the downtown area within minutes of each other early today. In the three of the incidents, victims were hit with a handgun, and in another, shots were fired and a woman dragged into the street. No one was hit by the gunfire. Two of the victims were taken to the hospital in good condition. The robberies were reported along the 100 block of East Wacker, 200 block of East Randolph, 700 block of South Clark, and the 600 block of North Fairbank.
An Elgin man is sentenced to prison for an illegal gun buying scheme in DuPage County.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says in May 2019, 28-year-old Tommy Murphy of Elgin gave 26-year-old Kamani Mobley of Chicago money to buy a firearm at a DuPage County gun store. Raoul says Murphy got the money for the purchase from undercover agents who claimed they could not legally buy the gun. Investigators say Murphy later sold a handgun to one of the agents. Raoul says Murphy was sentenced this week to 6 years in prison, while Mobley received 30 months of probation after earlier pleading guilty to conspiracy. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.